Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the show, Kate Delaney. Hope that you are well wherever you hail from. I know our friends in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are doing much better than they were if we rolled back to April or March, of course. And now the impacted areas of COVID-19 are Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Washington, Utah, and Texas. And don't the governors of the tri-state area that I just mentioned know it? Because they're saying you can't come here unless you do a 14-day quarantine. So if you try to come into New York with any of those plates, we're stopping you. And the only way you even come in is if you are quarantining, and we'll be watching you. How about that? That's what it's come down to, because they're seeing their rolling averages, like a seven-day rolling average, drop, while the cases are rising in the places that I mentioned. We have 124,000 deaths in this nation from COVID-19. 747,000 have recovered, 2.43 million confirmed cases overall. And that is the current numbers. And, of course, they're morphing and changing as I speak. But that's the up-to-date numbers. Deaths worldwide, 481,000. 4.72 million recovered, thank goodness. And of the confirmed cases, 9.39 million. Some areas not faring as well, and many of this still goes to bars, strip clubs, restaurants, and people who are close together, having no idea that someone among them has it, and then before you know it, they've got it as well. It's the dreaded dry cough and the sweats and the shakes and the feeling like you have the flu that has led to emergency rooms being jammed. And I'm getting a text in my area, in the Dallas area, which is where our satellite facility is. Every single day I'm getting a test from the big hospital, Parkland Hospital, saying, if you think you have any of these symptoms, call us right now. And it's important, and we'll tell you where you can go to get a test to keep you and everybody you love safe. Wash your hands, don't touch your face, social distance, wear a mask, and if you have any questions, call us. And I've never gotten that before because it's that bad in Texas. And not all areas are created equal, so some are seeing bigger outbreaks than others. And in California even, where California seemed like, boy, they're doing pretty good, now they're saying new coronavirus cases, 70% in just 2 days. So Governor Newsom there is considering reinstating some pretty strict rules because they're grim statistics and he doesn't want them to climb. And the numbers were pretty high. The new COVID cases, I'm going to just give you a quick example, it was 4,200. Now, California's a big state on Sunday, but you know what it was on Tuesday? Over 7,000. So there's your big jump, 7,000 and more than 7,000 cases. And part of this is some people are wearing masks, some aren't. Venice Beach, people are jammed in together. It goes back to Memorial Day again, and this is exactly what the conversation was about. If you go to those beaches on Memorial Day, you get gather in those big areas and big crowds, and you're not doing that, there's a chance that it could come back to bite us in the ass, and that's exactly what it's done. And it's infuriated Newsom, but again, it goes to the we're in this together phrase, right? So if people don't want to do it, and then they gather and they think it's okay. And it seems like it's okay, right? Because you feel healthy, you're hearing the numbers are low. I think that was one of the things in Texas that was so bad. Oh, the numbers are, you know, we're doing a good job and we're containing it. And meanwhile, in the East Coast, you had Cuomo saying, oh, this is going to spread to other areas and, you know, we're probably going to, he even hinted that we're probably going to have people that come here quarantine from some of the other areas that will become the new hot spots. So that's exactly what's happening. It's exactly what is happening. It seems like, you know, we're talking about three or four things all the time, but I say on this show, it's about the buzz in your backyard and mine. And this is what you want to talk about. This is so much what the reach is to me throughout the day as I'm getting your emails talking about what you've seen. People had masks. They didn't have masks. Why are they doing that? Can't they just order their food online? Can't they go pick it up at the grocery store? Why? It doesn't make any sense. And then others saying, it's my life, my right. And if I don't want to wear a mask and it's not mandatory, why should I have to wear a mask? And this is the push-pull over the whole mask thing. Mask on, mask off. Social distancing outside. Can you social distance outside? And the answer is, of course you can. Of course you could grill. Of course you could sit 6 feet apart. But when you're jammed in all together and you're at a pool party, what do you think is going to happen? And I'm wondering, because of what they're seeing in Florida, too, the amount of cases there, and they clicked well over 100,000 confirmed cases, they're not going to open. They're talking about opening Disneyland. They're not going to open Disneyland on the 17th like they thought. You've got now more layoffs, like Universal's laying off workers after reopening because they're concerned. They're seeing what's happening. You have the NBA, who has the bubble that they have talked about to be able to play in the bubble with this facility and have teams in different hotels. And now that could turn into a nightmare. So where does that all end up? And I'll tell you, all you have to do is look at the bodies that are in trash bags next to patients in Brazil. Can you imagine that? I got some video from somebody today illustrating that point to me and some photos that were taken or that were in The Sun and were in some other newspapers. And that really is what you're seeing. Bodies of victims stashed in bin bags because that's what they have to do. They have to, it's a grim milestone. They've got, you know, 50,000 COVID-19 deaths earlier in the week in South America. So they have to move on, treat, move on. And we certainly saw some of those pictures, although they were careful to hide them, some of the video of the forklifts of bodies in New York when it was grim and the hospitals were overwhelmed and they were trying desperately to save people on ventilators. And lots of them did not make it. So the Brazilian president is getting massive criticism for the way he's handled the pandemic. So we've got an open poll. How has our government handled COVID-19? I don't care if you're right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, don't have a label. Send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com. We're doing the numbers next.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Protogrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Protogrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear masks to protect me.
Let's all wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. That I have ridden a Segway and our technical maestro, Nathan Reeder, and that answer would be, I asked him when we were off the air, zero. Neither one of us have ridden a Segway, but a lot of people understand what that is. They've taken tours on them. I don't care where you're from. They probably have a Segway tour somewhere. I don't care if it's a quaint little downtown. They seem like they were everywhere, and every time I traveled, I'd see them. Certainly in big cities, I know in Dallas, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, in Connecticut, they have tours, Segway tours. It was this two-wheeled transporter, I guess is the best way to describe it. And it's popular with tourists. And police officers, too, have them in some areas. But also, they've had some horrific crashes, including the second guy who bought the company died because he fell off a cliff with a Segway, which is the craziest thing. So they're going to retire it on July 15th. I mean, it was like a staple in law enforcement. I know when I would be under in a stadium, press-wise, there would be cops on Segways. Not a lot, but there would be some on Segways. And they would definitely be in downtown areas that way. In D.C., you saw a lot of that. And it certainly was popular vacationing in the United States and South America, Middle East, blah, 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 these different places. You get carried on, you know, it's this wide platform. You got these two wheels, and then you zoom around, basically, is what it is. They said they didn't make the decision lightly, and the global pandemic did impact sales and production, but it wasn't a deciding factor. They decided that it never took off the way it could have taken off. You know, the original price of a Segway was $5,000, and that was too much for the individual people. And then it was challenging for some people to ride because you had to be balanced at a specific angle for it to move forward. And if you shifted too much in any direction, you could spin out of control and you could get thrown off. And that's why some cities started to ban them, because people didn't balance it properly. Oh, I don't want to get on anything on two wheels in the middle of downtown Chicago where, oh, I just didn't properly balance myself, so now I'm going to fly off of this thing, which would be my problem with it. And so they tried to get scooters, but there were so many people that were doing scooters better. So anyway, if you've ever seen the Segway, then you will not be seeing it eventually because, it's not going to be around. A couple of incidents, things that happened. In 2003, George W. Bush avoided injury, but he flew off of a Segway at his parents' house in Kennebunkport, Maine. There was a cameraman riding a Segway who ran over Usain Bolt in 2015 as he was doing a victory lap after winning a 200-meter race in Beijing. He wasn't injured and joked about it afterwards, thank goodness. And the one I mentioned, British self-made millionaire Jim Heseldon died after the Segway he was riding careened off a 30-foot cliff not far from his house in London. And he was 62. So this was 10 months. That is some bad juju. That 10 months after he bought the company, he flew off a cliff on it. Wow. And it wasn't, they said, no, it was a suicide. It was an accident. So Segway be gone. That's it for Segway, right? It's scooters. I see scooters all over the place. People are getting scooters. People are also, big companies boycotting Facebook, Eddie Bauer, Ben & Jerry's, and a bunch of others. Facebook, that momentum of boycotting them, the ads, has really started to happen. And what Derek Johnson, who's been on the show, by the way, president and CEO of the NAACP, said, I think the message has been sent, and I believe other companies are going to join, that it's important for corporate America to stand up in this moment, especially when you have a platform as powerful as Facebook. There are no guardrails of accountability. So the boycott, it shows you the power, what can be the power of a boycott when it works. The boycott was launched June 17th, so think about where we are not too long ago, by the Stop Hate for Profit campaign, which includes Free Press, Common Sense, Anti-Defamation League, the NAACP, et cetera. A couple of other groups are in that mix, too. So it's growing. The boycott is growing. And you think about, will it impact the bottom line for Facebook, a company that generated, ready for this, $70 billion in revenue last year? $70 billion. That is a whole bunch of money. I think if more and more pull, of course, they'll feel that pinch. It just depends on how many and what they call their buys. What are their buys? But it's pretty interesting because a lot of those companies I mentioned obviously have big bucks, and pulling out is they're trying to send a message. But you know, what else will they do? Boycotts usually can involve other things more than just what's on the bottom line. And some people think boycotts are effective not because of just the revenue or sales, but because they affect reputation. So that's true. Because the other part of it is then the talk becomes this person, that company, this, all dumped out. And so typically, if you don't have enough people that boycott, I don't think it makes a difference. But if it, people would lose interest in it. But if you constantly see that, you know, if you constantly see bigger companies, I think it it would absolutely have a very, very big impact. All right, moving on to something else that is interesting, because I love the whole planet thing. I don't think when I was a kid I appreciated it enough, some of the planetariums I got to go to and the whole idea of what is out there in space, interviewing some astronauts. I did appreciate that, certainly, and I've talked about that before. But pictures, check this out, from NASA's New Horizons space probe confirm that Pluto has an ocean beneath the thick icy shell. How cool is that? Remember, it was always about being cold. It was a block of ice. That's what I learned in, like, fifth grade. And that it's warmed, I guess, through radioactive decay, they say. But they're now talking about there's oceans that are still present. And Pluto is a planet half the size of the United States. I mean, it's teeny tiny, right? And it's about 3.6 billion miles away from the sun. And the surface is like crazy. That's how I remember this. I knew it was like just this cold ball floating around. That's what I thought of as a kid. That's how I memorized stuff that you have to memorize, you know, in science class. Pluto has a temperature of -378 to 396. So no life. I mean, it's not sustaining any life up there. And New Horizons, which was launched, trust me, this stuff is interesting, launched in 2006, is the only spacecraft to visit Pluto. So see, there's, you walk away from the show, right? There's a fun fact. New Horizons. That's it. That's it. Only one. And it sailed by. There it goes. Pew, in 2015. And I think the fact that they're talking about that there's an ocean, you know, that's got these liquid oceans is very, very cool. And very curious, too, as well. But when you look up into the sky, just remember what we just learned about Pluto. Mm-hmm. I love this. I'm going to end on this note since I started with COVID, and I'm always giving you the numbers, etc., because, frankly, to me, one life is too many. But Caesars, MGM, they're telling all guests, you got to wear the mask. We want you back. Vegas is open, but you've got to wear the mask at all times unless you're eating or drinking. And they're saying all the properties, too, not just Las Vegas. I think smart of them to do that, because people who want to gamble and they're at tables, they'll do it. They'll wear the mask. You can sit in front of a slot machine with a mask on. I know, if you scream, I won, and the bells go off, still the same effect, right, with a mask? Only you have a mask on. Stay with us.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the pandemic continues, President Trump welcomes Poland's president to the White House. he announced plans for a defense cooperation pact.
We're going to be reducing our forces in Germany. Some will be coming home and some will be going to other places, but Poland would be one of those other places in Europe.
The president said he was very happy to learn that a court ordered an end to the case against his fired national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
He's been exonerated, and I want to congratulate him. He's been through a lot.
Legal experts called the appeals panel's move an extraordinary order. There's a spike in coronavirus cases in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott.
There is a massive outbreak of COVID-19 across the state of Texas. Today we will have more than 5,000 people test positive once again, as well as have more than 4,000 people hospitalized because of it.
This is USA Radio News. A Michigan library system is now warning its patrons to stop microwaving their books to keep them from having COVID-19. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Kent County, Michigan District Library officials say people there have been putting books in the microwave to try to kill any possible coronavirus contamination, but library books have metal in their identification tags, and that could start a fire in a microwave. Libraries around the nation have been told to adhere to CDC guidelines, calling for all books to be quarantined for 72 hours after they're returned before they can be loaned out again, so there should be no need to disinfect. It's a good idea, according to officials, to check with your library on their procedures before checking out any books. And don't put books in the microwave. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's safe to assume the libraries have already disinfected them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Answered my prayers, and probably yours too. Joel Marion has written a book called Always Eat After 7 p.m., The Revolutionary Rule-Breaking Diet That Lets You Enjoy Huge Dinners, Desserts, and Indulgent Snacks While Burning Fat Overnight. I mean, this guy's a fitness expert, nutritionist, and, of course, best-selling author, so he's going to debunk the myths that have been drilled into our heads. And boy, it's been drilled into my heads and I think everyone I know. Joel, thanks for coming on.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So we look at that equation. So your title was perfect. It says it all. Doctors, all kinds of people, fitness people, etc., always talk about breakfast as the most important meal. It's the most important meal. But you found out, and you tell us why in the book, that scientific research inside the book shows us that's not true. So tell me about that.
Yeah, in the book, I dedicate an entire chapter along with the peer-reviewed scientific research studies, which is the golden standard of research, about the five myths about breakfast, and not that breakfast is evil or that, you know, it's a terrible meal or anything like that, but it's definitely not the most important meal of the day, and breakfast eaters do not lose more weight. It does not increase your metabolism, and research shows it does not reduce daytime and nighttime hunger. In fact, I would argue that typical breakfast foods that spike insulin, like orange juice, toast, and bagels, are going to do the exact opposite. They're going to send you on a roller coaster energy ride for the entire day. And then, you know, the idea that skipping breakfast actually makes you gain weight is a complete myth. And you know, how can not eating make you gain more weight? I mean, the fact is research has revealed that cutting out breakfast may curb your overall calorie intake by up to 400 calories a day.
Wow. Yeah, and we're seeing that more people are doing that, wrestling with it, and your book especially points that out, obviously. So when you look at late-night eating, so if we jump to that, and excess belly fat, and that if you eat late and you're watching TV or doing whatever, it leads to obesity. So tell us, is that a myth?
It is a myth. In fact, the research studies where they take groups of people side by side, and those who eat their calories early in the day versus those who eat their calories later in the day, and there's absolutely no difference in weight loss. I've been misled and brainwashed to believe through even my own nutrition certifications and college education that as the day goes on, you want to taper back on your calories because the metabolism slowed down, so you especially want to cut back on carbs because that food is going to spill over and be stored as fat. And the research reveals the exact opposite. And in fact, the very act of eating in general increases your metabolic rate. So the idea that eating late at night, the calories are going to be stored as fat, is just simply not true. And if you think about our natural instinct of eating, if we go back to the caveman days, they're obviously a lot more active than we are nowadays, but they didn't wake up and eat a huge breakfast. They woke up and went hunting for the food that they were going to eat that night. So I think as humans, we have this natural instinct where we're really, really hungry at night, but we've been brainwashed to believe that those calories are going to be stored. So we either white-knuckle our way through it and starve ourselves through bedtime to bedtime, or we hate and we feel guilty about what we did. And my book eliminates both of these problems. It's just about using the right strategy.
Oh, I like that. So tell us, give us a little sneak peek. Tell us about one of the strategies.
I think one of the main strategies that people underestimate is the metabolic and hormonal benefits of eating carbohydrates. And in my book, I call them super carbs. So by making smart carb choices that come from nature and pairing them with foods the right way, so taking like a potato, a sweet potato, rice, beans, lentils, oats, any of these good healthy carbs, and pairing that with a high-quality protein source, you're actually providing your body with glucose. And most people think glucose is the enemy, but when you combine this glucose with the protein, not only do you get a healthy insulin response, this glucose contains building blocks of thyroid and leptin hormone. These are the two hormones that actually regulate your body weight and control the speed of your metabolism. So if you use a crash diet like paleo or keto and you cut out carbs, it only takes about 1 week, and research shows these hormones plummet by up to 15%, and this is exactly what happened with the Biggest Loser contestants. Many of them, if not most of them, gained all or more of their weight back after the show because they were suffering from almost zero leptin and thyroid hormones.
Wow. And carbs is, you know, again, that's like our huge enemy. That's all we hear, carbs, carbs, carbs. But as you say, pairing that with the right protein. And when you say protein, so what are some of the good sources of protein?
Well, any type of animal meat is going to be a great protein. It's not a vegetarian or a vegan diet by any means. A vegetarian and vegan could easily follow the same eating patterns by just swapping out and substituting certain proteins. But, you know, in my book, if you're going to eat a glucose-based carb, we recommend a leaner cut of meat. And if you're going to have a fattier cut, that's completely fine, just a smaller portion of that. And so any type of lean red meat, particularly grass-fed beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken that's organic, any type of cage-free eggs, these are all amazing protein sources. Turkey, anything that comes from an animal that is raised humanely and prepared properly.
Wow. We're speaking with Joel Marion. He's written this book that's called Always Eat After 7 p.m., The Revolutionary Rule-Breaking Diet That Lets You Enjoy Huge Dinners, Desserts, and Indulgent Snacks While Burning Fat Overnight. And, boy, we talk about these things all the time because people struggle so much with weight and cravings and depriving themselves and all the stuff that Joel has talked about. And Joel, when you were doing the research for this book, what was the biggest for you? What was the biggest eye-opener?
Well, I think the biggest eye-opener was the fact that you could eat your largest meal at dinner time when you crave the most food and you're the most hungry, and actually accelerate your results. And then you could carry that over, because we give you healthy desserts that you can use after dinner. And then we give you these salt and sweet pre-bedtime fat-burning snacks. So the biggest epiphany for me was the fact that, you know, I was naturally not hungry in the morning anyway, so I was skipping breakfast on accident, thinking it was bad for me. And then I, when I was building my nutrition company, BioTrust, I actually gained 46 pounds because I was pulling all-nighters, working all night, trying to build a brand. I got married, had a couple kids. And so my health took a backseat. I woke up one day embarrassed and ashamed about where I was at. But after I delved into the research, I realized that my pattern of eating wasn't that far off. That skipping breakfast and pushing my calories later in the day was actually the best thing I could do. It was just a matter of using the right strategy and making the right choices.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, people listening to us, because so many people work from home anyway, but with schedules that are all over the map, and that's how we live these days, it is interesting, because if you're working late, you think, I cannot eat, and there is that starvation cycle, right?
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, that's why we were told for years and years, you know, wake up, eat as fast as you can to get food in your system, to get your metabolism going, and feed your body every 3 to 4 hours, because otherwise weight loss will stall and you'll slow down your metabolism or lose muscle. And, you know, it's funny when you look at things like intermittent fasting, where you skip breakfast and just don't eat and you just use my fat-burning drinks inside of my book instead, metabolic rate actually goes up. So we've all been misled to believe that the metabolic rate is going to slow down if we're not eating, and the exact opposite happens. Your body's fight or flight response kicks in through the sympathetic nervous system. And what this does is it releases adrenaline and growth hormone. Both of these hormones increase your metabolic rate and help you access more stored fat as a fuel source.
Yeah. All right. I love it. I'm sure this is music to the ears of so many listening to this interview right now. So the book is available at this point. They can go to your website, joelmarion.com. And what's the reaction been?
Well, so far it's been fantastic. You know, like I said, I lost 46 pounds myself. Ooh. Using this to test it out to make sure the science was legit. Before I started rolling it out to my friends and family, that my wife tried it, she lost 8 pounds her first week. And so the book is brand new, so we're looking for more reviews and more great feedback. So if you go to joelmarion.com, it'll redirect you over to Amazon, and you'll see all the science behind this diet and why it just caters to our natural instinct of eating and being hungry at night.
All right, I love it. Joel, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
Wow, so much information out there, and I got a copy of Joel's book, and it really is fascinating. And it's fascinating, like he said, he gained almost 50 pounds, and so what do you do when you just have it so drilled into your head, as we said in the very beginning of this, that you know, breakfast is the best meal, and oh, you can't eat late at night, and then you're starving. And I really understand that struggle, as you know, with the show that we do, and my lifestyle, and of course, Mantra the Hubs, same thing. He's always hungry at night. He always wants to snack at night, and then it's always that war of, oh my gosh, can I snack? What can I do? And in his book, he does give you, as he said to us, those things that you want to match and pair with the protein. I mean, part of that is the key, as he talks about, how do you satisfy nighttime hunger with fat burning, sweet and salty, you know, pre-bedtime snacks, and snacks that are super good. So not snacks where you think, oh, okay, I'm going to eat this Brussels sprout, which there's nothing wrong with Brussels sprouts, but, you know, not what you think, that you have to deprive yourself and you can't eat some of the things that you want to eat. It's so much he talks about. And he talked about there is, what are your combinations and what are you doing? And there's some great things you can use. Like I said, I've tried some of this and read the book, and it was really, really an easy and great read, and could revolutionize the way you think about food. And he does debunk the diet myths and proves that you can burn fat faster by eating after 7 o'clock. All right, hang with us. Are you still? still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
People have been together and how their lives have taken these different twists and turns and how they've made a difference in other people's lives. And our next guest, I spent some time with him, a couple of weeks ago off the air, and he's written such an interesting book. His name's James Washington, and the book is called My Life with Nobi, A Guide for a Successful Life. And quite a relationship and quite an interesting meeting, the very first meeting between him and his wife. James, thanks so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Hey, you and I talked about this off the air. Tell the listeners how you met your wife. You were on a base.
Okay, right. I was on a base with another same type of unit, and we were very much in competition. Everything. So we all had a little club, and almost every night fights broke out at the club because any two people could start something, especially from drinking beer. And so I wasn't at the club at that time, but I was on my way to it. Then as I was As I was walking towards the club, I saw this woman running really fast away from the club. And I didn't see her clearly, but and I bumped into her and knocked her down, but I kept right on running because I got a conscience. So my conscience told me that that was a shitty thing to do. So I went back. I stopped running, and I went back, and I picked her up. But my first words were, "Why don't you watch where you're going?" And so she said, "Well, if the MPs is already there, so if you go down there, you'll just get into trouble." So there was a big rock nearby, so we both walked back to the rock, and we sat down, and we started talking. And I didn't know it then, but that would be the love of my life. I spent the next 62 years with her.
Wow, which is so incredible, because like you said, it was so fortuitous that you went back because you felt so crummy about, you know, slamming into her and trying to race to get there. Then you have this conversation and suddenly, boom, you know, the light bulb goes off, love blooms, and all that time together. So you have what so many people, you know, you had with her, with Nobi, what so many people want, and it's that everlasting love. And 60-plus years raising children, all of that. You have some incredible stories that you talk about in the book. And in one of the stories that you told me I thought was so clever was when you were trying to get a house at one point, and you're trying to get this house, and Nobi's, you know, of Japanese origin, and you're an African-American man. And so there you are trying to get a house, and you just don't even think of that now. But what happened when you were trying to get this house?
Well, we had been the whole unit that I was in, and in fact, it was a whole group. That means three battalions in the group headquarters. And that means a lot of people going to one post at one time. So all of the houses, by the time I got there, incidentally, let me go back a little bit. This is my second child, was a daughter, was about to be born. So I stayed at the hospital waiting for her, but the hospital came to me and says, "Wait, we're going to close this thing, so you better get on out to Colorado and withdraw your unit." So we did. We got in a car the very next morning and started out. Unfortunately, it was Mother Nature decided to have a great big snowstorm. A big sheet of ice covered three states.
Wow. So a big sheet of ice. Off. Wow.
I was young. I hadn't been driving very long. And so I tiptoed on up out Highway 16 until, as I was coming down a little hill, my car went out of control and almost went into a snowbank. And fortunately for me, I thank God's always watching out for me. There was the snowplow was right there, so he just pulled me out and put my car back on the road. I didn't even have to go here for help.
Wow.
But anyway, we made it on out to Colorado, and my daughter Eva was born out there. But then back to the house. So many people so many couple, you know, army people had there was no housing available anywhere, hardly. But I found this, but looking through the paper, I found this place where we could get an apartment in the latest house. And so everywhere I had went, they had told me no vacancy, no, that was over. But then I got the feeling that maybe that wasn't right, So I said, the very next time, next place we try, I'm going to keep me and my son in the car. And I'm just going to send her. And sure enough, we got that apartment. The lady didn't want it, right. But I tricked her into renting an apartment. But then when the housing on the post became available, she didn't want us to leave because she just thought just because I was black that I was going to raise all kinds of hell and all kinds of things that people just don't know that we're just like everybody else, most of us.
Right.
There are some rowdy people, but there are some rowdy white people, too.
Right, right, exactly.
Like, we're just like everybody else. And so.
Yeah, that's a great story that she knew that. And in your book, you weave those stories together. You talk about, 60-plus years is a lot. You talk about all those beginning stories, and then you talk about other things that happened to you as well, the highs and the lows. And again, the book is called My Life with Nobi, A Guide for a Successful Life, and you can get it on Amazon. We're speaking to James Washington. James, what do you want people to know about, take away from this book? What do you want them to know when they walk away from this?
Well, the reason that I wrote the book in the first place, because my children were beginning to grow up, but they didn't realize about the hard times we had at the beginning. And so I wrote that book so that they would know. But it really was not going to be a book. It was just I was writing stuff down. And it grew and grew and grew. And a couple of places in that book, I'm typing and crying at the same time. So I had to get the lady next door to come and type for me.
Oh, I love
while
it.
While I just dictated the book.
Yeah. And see, that's a sign of a good author. I mean, you poured everything onto the page. And like I said, somebody reading it, they get the glimpse of, yeah, this is what life is like. And as you said, your kids only knew certain wonderful things that happened and maybe a little heartache, but not the things that happened in the beginning.
In the beginning, right.
Yeah.
Some knew, from the beginning. Well, not from the beginning because they were babies.
right. But they didn't realize some of the things that happened, like the story that you told us,
right.
And driving to Colorado and all those things that happened.
Right.
And that's what life is about. And I think that's what your book is about. And the love that you found and the love that you sustained for such a long period of time. So congratulations on writing the book and taking this project that you put together. And like you said, it just grew and grew and grew. Such a fascinating story. My Life with Nobi, A Guide for a Successful Life. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah, you're different, you're different, you're different.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.